While one legal battle is over, more loom for Fox News. Meta began laying off folks today. Hey, it is a day that ends in a Y, so we've got some more Twitter news. A new report from the Federal Reserve looks at the U.S. economy, and we'll share what it says. Kohl's has it, Target has it, and now Walmart wants it. What's that about? We'll tell you. Foreclosure rates are climbing. We'll share by how much. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we got that. And she tells workers to get out of Pity City. And that remark didn't go over well. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're hanging out with us again today, learning some of the stories that made the news from the world of business. Hey, you want to hook up with us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Once Fox News writes a check for a stunning $787 million settlement, that case is over. However, more legal troubles still loom for the network. Smartmatic, another voting technology company, sued Fox for defamation following the 2020 election and is seeking $2.7 billion in damages from Fox and other defendants. In addition, CNN is reporting that Dominion isn't quite done with other right-wing organizations. They're suing right-wing TV networks Newsmax and OAN, which went even further than Fox News in their promotion of unhinged and debunked conspiracy theories about supposed election rigging. The voting technology company also has ongoing lawsuits against former President Donald Trump's allies, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell, who were at the tip of the spear of concocting and spreading the lie that the election was stolen from Trump. Two words, you've heard them before. Stay tuned. Back in March, Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook parent company Meta would lay off roughly 10,000 workers. Well, now that is happening. CNN is reporting those workers are being laid off are focusing in on technical workers, often seen as more immune to job cuts. The company says that among those affected by layoffs are members of the company's sustainability, well-being, user experience, news feed, and messaging teams, that according to public LinkedIn postings. Meanwhile, in other social media news, if you want to hate, you got a home on Twitter. CNN is reporting that Twitter appears to have quietly rolled back a portion of its hateful conduct policy that included specific protections for transgender people. The policy previously stated that Twitter prohibits targeting others with repeated slurs, tropes, or other content that intends to degrade or reinforce negative or harmful stereotypes about a protected category. What does that include? Well, it includes targeted, misgendered, or deadnaming of transgender individuals. But that second line was removed earlier this month, according to archived versions of the page from the Wayback Machine. Twitter also removed a line from the policy detailing certain groups of people often subject to disproportionate abuse online. Who are they? Women, people of color, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual individuals, and marginalized and historically underrepresented communities. So yeah, there's all that going on in Elon Musk's world. Wall Street had a tough day, for most of it anyway. The major indexes played along the flat line. That was until the final hour or so. Those numbers from today, are coming at you in just a few minutes. Little has changed when it comes to the U.S. economy. That's what we can take from a recent Federal Reserve report. Reuters is reporting that economic activity was pretty flat in recent weeks as employment growth moderated somewhat and price increases appeared to slow. The Fed's latest read on the state of the economy provides a snapshot of business, bank, and worker conditions in the aftermath of the mid-March failure of two large regional banks that ended up shaking the confidence in the U.S. financial sector and prompted an emergency response from regulators to contain the fallout. In addition, the Fed signaled they're nearing the end of what's been the most aggressive spate of policy tightening in 40 years, with most policymakers penciling one last quarter percentage point hike before what's expected to be a prolonged holding period. We shall see. The concept is called creating a store within a store. Case in point, Target has a deal with beauty brand Ulta to have stores in some Target locations. Kohl's has a deal with Sephora, but while Target is opening up Ulta stores in select locations, Kohl's says they want to have a Sephora store in every Kohl's by 2025. Well, now the Street is reporting that Walmart wants in on the beauty store within a store concept, but their plan is a bit different. Ulta and Sephora sell affordable products, but you wouldn't consider them to be low-price value brands. And that is the space Walmart hopes to stake out with its new partnership with Revolution Beauty, a British brand that focuses on quality, cruelty-free, and accessible skincare and cosmetics. Revolution Beauty has never been offered in the U.S. Now it will bring a special value price line to the U.S. in partnership with, yes, Walmart. So what kind of value? Most items fall in the $5 range. You heard that correctly, $5 or less. Now, the question is, will shoppers flock to Walmart for a less expensive line? Perhaps. We'll see. It is sobering. This headline, foreclosure filings jump by 22%, and repossessions hit the highest level in 3 years. Markets Insider is reporting that during the pandemic, 2 million homes fell behind on mortgages. The CARES Act froze federally backed home loans and helped troubled homeowners reduce mortgage payments, but that all expired in mid-2021. Now, Illinois, Delaware, and New Jersey are undergoing the highest foreclosure rates. But while foreclosure rates are on a continued uptick, they are still significantly below historic levels. For example, a total of just over 65,000 homes began the foreclosure process last quarter. And that's well under the high of more than 500,000 homes back in 2009. Meanwhile, lenders repossessed 12,500 properties through foreclosure in the first quarter. That was up by 8% over the previous quarter and up 6% from just a year ago. Michigan saw the highest number, followed by Illinois, California, Pennsylvania, and New York. Stocks ended the day mixed, with the Dow losing 79 points to end the session at 33,897. The NASDAQ picked up just 3 points to settle up at 12,157. And the S&P 500 was, well, pretty flat, losing a fraction to end the trade at 4,154. West Texas Intermediate crude was under pressure all day, losing as much as $1.88 a barrel, and at news time was sitting at $79.02 for a barrel of oil. Traders once again focused on rate hike fears and concerns over the global economy. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a place called Pity City and how a CEO remark about that went viral. Her name is Andy Owen, who is the boss over at Miller Knoll, the furniture group behind brands such as Herman Miller and Design Within Reach. She's become the latest corporate villain in the eyes of critics after a video of her scolding staffers was made public. In the viral clip, taken during a recent town hall, Owen urges workers to leave Pity City and focus on the company's $26 million sales goal rather than go on and on about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus, said the workers. The median employee salary at MillerCoal is nearly $45,000, according to CNN. Meanwhile, Owen was paid nearly $5 million last year. But the company's sales fell 4.4% in the most recent quarter, while orders dropped by 19%. Sounds to us like somebody is maybe under a bit of pressure. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.